Next item is license status review. We have one, Billy R. Hill, MRC ID 1358.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner, members of the commission.
Okay. Officer present involved in this case, you come forward. Is Mr. Hill present or represented?
We are.
You can come forward and counsel with your client. I'm fine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Mr. Billy Hill has one new conviction, harvest oysters from a closed area. Date of offense, December 21st, 2018. Date of conviction, February 15th, 2019. Officer Kyle Jones. These are Mr. Hill's 2019-2018 licenses and permits and his one previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters or clams during a closed public season within a two-year period should result in at least a three-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Hill be placed on probation for a period of 3 years from the date of this Commission meeting, September 24, 2019 through September 23, 2022. Any failure on Mr. Hill's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the three-year probation will result in Mr. Hill appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Okay. Mr. Ware, for the record, Mr. Mike Ware, who's counsel, do you have any questions of Ms. Farmer, what she just presented?
No.
Okay. Will your client be testifying?
He may, but it'd be very brief.
Wouldn't be to be sworn?
Please.
Raise right now. You've been previously sworn?
Yes, sir.
Shall I swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Officer, proceed, please.
On December 21st, 2018, myself and my partner, Clayton Dameron, had been out patrolling the Rappahannock River in Richmond County, specifically checking commercial oyster activities in Rappahannock Area 8. The weather that day and days previous had been extremely foggy, and we had been writing multiple summonses for oystering out of the area. As we approached a small group of oysters that were working towards the lower end of Area 8, we noticed a mark on our vessel's radar that was significantly further downriver than the fleet we had approached. Based on the boundary lines of Area 8 on our GPS system, we could see that there was an object well below the lower end of Area 8. Using our radar, we made way towards the radar mark and came upon a vessel hand scraping for oysters. We immediately approached the vessel and recorded the GPS coordinates for its location and stopped the vessel. I then made contact with the operator of the vessel, who identified himself through his BMRC commercial licenses as Mr. Billy Ray Hill. I informed Mr. Hill that he was out of the area number 8, and he stated that he did not realize that. I asked him if he had any GPS devices or BMRC mobile application on his phone on board, and he stated he did not. I then showed Mr. Hill the BMRC application on my phone, and that it showed him well out of Area 8. I pointed to the group of boats working upriver from us, which at that time were barely visible due to the fog, and informed him that they were oystering very close to the lower edge of the open area. Mr. Hill stated that he was attempting to move to an area where he did not have to work so close to everybody else. The VMRC engineering department found Mr. Hill's vessel location to be 580 feet outside of Area 8. He prepaid his summons and was assessed a fine of $186.
Any questions by members of the commission for the officer? How was his demeanor?
He was polite and cooperative.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions? Mr. Ware, do you have any questions of the officer?
Officer, as we discussed, you don't believe this was an intentional act on his part?
I could easily see with the fog and working by yourself how you could get out of the area.
And he was alone?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he stated at that time that he didn't have the GPS app on his phone?
He did.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, thank you. Proceed with your client.
Yes.
Mr. Ware, can you get before the podium so we can hear it, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hill, just state your name for the record, please, sir.
Billy Ray Hill.
Mr. Hill, how long have you been oystering?
49 years.
Is this the first violation you have for oystering?
Yes, sir.
And you saw the culling of crabs. You took responsibility of that, but that was where you were engaging young men to help you on the boat.
Yes, sir.
All right. This particular day, you didn't believe you were outside of that area, did you?
No, I didn't believe it was. No, sir.
Okay. I don't have any further questions of him. You know, I'm before the board on a regular basis, so If y'all have any questions, I'm more than happy.
Any questions of Mr. Hill by members of the commission? Mr. France.
Just one question. Mr. Hill was by himself on the boat. There was no one else.
That's correct.
Let me follow up.
I just have one question.
Yes, sir. Mr. Neal. Dr. Neal.
Okay. Well, both from work.
Yeah.
What have you done to enable yourself to know where you are now? I mean, do you have GPS capability now? Do you got the app on your phone?
I got a little GPS on there, yes, sir.
Okay.
Further questions?
And if I may respond, he's got an old GPS. Since this incident occurred, he and I have met. We're in the process of getting him upgraded from a flip phone to the VMRC program. I've shown it. It's on my phone. I've shown him the application, how easy it is to work. So that's one of the proactives we're done and we're engaged in. So,
thank you. Closing argument.
My only argument is that 49 years of the commission sees a lot of people that have a lot more egregious record than this man. And I think with the officer's testimony in the fog that day, I think, you know, he's due some deference in this regard. But he's here accepting responsibility. He paid the summons off, not realizing the ramifications that would have. So the sophistication as far as this is concerned is not his.
Right. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
Move we'd make this a 6 months probation.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin for a 6 month probation, second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Hill, your attorney has done a good job for you, and you've done a good job for yourself by maintaining a good record. We don't want to see you back before us, okay?
Yes, sir.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, officer.